إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته يقول الله الحق سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين صدق الله العظيم Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and may Allah's peace and blessings, salutations be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his noble companions, the tabi'un, the tabi'ul tabi'een, and all the Muslim believers who live until the day of al-qiyamah. My dear respected brothers in Islam, let me remind myself and all of you of the importance of having pure intentions when doing any good deed and when being engaged in any form of ibadah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept and reward us for those ibadah that we are doing solely for His pleasure and to gain His reward. Let me also remind myself and all of you of our duty towards Allah, that we always carry out in our lives His injunction and refrain from whatever He has forbidden us from doing. And we live a life in this world, a life wherein we are constantly conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and guide us on the right path. Respected brothers in Islam, the recent incidents that we are witnessing in our country and the alleged involvement of youth are a great concern for us today. We all know that the Muslim community, its religious, political leaders have unanimously condemned the wanton destruction of the Buddhist statues, and they have called on the authorities to bring those responsible to justice, irrespective of their race or religion. While the law and justice is taking its course, it is important that we ponder over these incidents so as to gain lessons that will open our eyes and prepare us to face our future. We know that in Sri Lanka, in this country, we cannot afford to have problems of this nature. We are already recovering from many forms of crisis, with a war that has ravaged our country, a constitutional crisis, instability, and so on. The country has paid and is still paying a big sum for the losses that it has faced. Therefore, it is important that we are able to avoid any future conflict in our country and in our community. My dear respected brothers in Islam, it is not for us Muslims to turn away and cast a blind eye with regard to all the incidents that are taking place. We all know that the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are one Ummah. وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Verily, this community, your community is but one community, and I am your Lord, therefore worship me alone. Thus we have a single community in this on this earth, and we have a single Lord to whom we should be obedient. When the Muslim community is being inflicted, tested in any part of the world, it is the duty of all other Muslims to be concerned about it, to pray for them, and to work towards relieving them. That is what our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Believers are like one body in their mutual love and mercy towards each other. When one part of the body is in bad health, the rest of the entire body joins it in its restlessness and lack of sleep. Likewise, Muslims should always be helping each other. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he who does not care about the troubles, about the issues, about the concerns of the Muslims, he is not from amongst them. There are multitude of ahadith which emphasize the importance of assisting those who are in distress, taking them by the hand, helping the oppressed, and working towards the common good of the community. This is not confined only to the Muslims. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ أَنْفَعُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. Surely the best among the people are those who are the most helpful to the people. Therefore, the more we are helpful, the more we assist towards our community, our country, our nation, and the entire human race in common, then that is what is going to determine if we are good or bad in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O people, beware of extremism in your religion. Beware of extremism in your religion. For those who came before you, they were only destroyed because of the extremism that they practiced in their religion. Therefore, respected brothers in Islam, today we are faced with a very dangerous trend that is looming above our community. Our youth are being engaged. They are being driven towards extremism in various forms. We all know that the youth, it is the golden period of our life. Our youth, that is the most important stage of our life. The path that they follow is very important. That stage also has many deviations and many distractions. Therefore, it is very important that the youth are guided correctly during this prime time of their life. Surely we all know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hadith, he has said, take advantage of five matters before five. Your youth before you become aged. Your health before you become sick. Your richness before you become poor. Your free time before you get engaged. Your life before your death. In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us the importance of making use of our youth when we are passing that stage of life. The Prophet who was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala They were all sent as youth. When we look at the history of the Prophet, we find that they all have been in their prime of youth when they faced their community and conveyed Allah's message to them. We can read in the Quran the stories of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he was in the prime of youth and he bravely faced the infidels, the mushriks who were worshipping idols, and challenged them. We can also see in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, how as a youth he was able to face all the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for him, and he was not attracted, distracted by wealth, position or other base feelings. And we similarly see Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, how when he had authority and control over all the places, over all living beings, he never misused of his power, he never misused of his position and disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we can read the history of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and also the story of the people of the cave, and also the story of Dhulqarnain. And there are so many stories in the Quran which are about the youth and how they were grateful and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the type of youth that we should be nurturing and we should be bringing up within our community, because they have a very big role to play. Respected brothers in Islam, the youth are like a knife. If a surgeon makes use of the knife, he can make use of it for a good purpose. But if a murderer takes that knife, he can kill someone and use it for the bad purpose. Therefore, we should all ensure that our youth are guided towards what is right and what is best to the community. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the youth are those who helped me, who supported me at a time when the age stood back. That is why, respected brothers in Islam, we see that the youth, they have a very important role to play in their life. When you look at the early companions who embraced Islam in the Makkan period, at the hands of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most of those companions were at the range of 10 to 30 years of age. At the same time, we can see in history that the youth were the ones who took up the greatest challenges and led the Muslim army towards the greatest victories. We see Muhammad ibn Qasim, who led the Muslim army towards freeing the Indian subcontinent. He was just a lad of 17 years when he was able to accomplish it. We also see the history of Muhammad al-Fatih, when he conquered Constantinople, and he brought it under rule of Islam. He was just a lad of around 23 years of age. Similarly, we see Tariq bin Ziyad, who was able to conquer Spain. He was just a youth of around 21 years of age. So these are the roles that the youth had played throughout history. Unfortunately, today these youth are being distracted. They are being distracted towards what is detrimental to the safety and integrity of the Muslim Ummah. Therefore, it is our responsibility to make sure that they are not misguided and they are not driven behind various forms of extremism. We know that in Islam has condemned, forbidden us from any forms of extremism. Even in where religion is concerned, where faith is concerned, Islam has very clearly stated that there is no compulsion in religion. La ikraha fi deen. We also see various forms of extremism which the Quran and the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have spoken against. In Islam there is a command to always uphold justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. Similarly, Islam forbids all forms of vandalism on the face of earth. They are strictly forbidden. Islam has also forbidden us from acts that are beyond the limits and targets, the boundaries that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot transgress them. Allah says in the Quran, and do not transgress the limits. Surely Allah loves not the transgressor. Similarly, among the rulings of Islam is that we have to reject all forms of harm and danger. There must be neither harm nor the imposition of harm. It's a basic ruling of Islam as narrated by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim is forbidden from killing people. No life cannot be, no soul can be killed without any reason and without being in the cause of the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not kill the soul Allah has forbidden to kill, but for a worthy and acceptable reason. Islam arrives with the blessings of respecting the nature of the people, loving the people, and loving nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the nature a source of sustenance for us in our lives. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, wherever there is leniency in something, it adorns it, and when it is removed from something, it disgraces or damages it. Therefore, we should be very lenient and soft and good in conduct when we treat other people, when we in our relations with other creatures, and also in our relationship with the nature that surrounds us. Islam has also forbidden us from scaring people, from intimidation, and from causing anxiety and terrorizing people. This is forbidden and prohibited. We have even been prohibited from wielding weapons at the face of the people, or even pointing them at them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible for a Muslim to frighten a Muslim. Similarly, Islam has forbidden us from treachery and from breaking promises. Allah loves not those who betray. And also, Islam has emphasized the importance of keeping to our word and towards safeguarding our agreement. And fulfill thy promise, the promise that has to be held accountable. Similarly, Islam has banned killing or hurting elderly people, children, women, even at the times of war, and even to destruct or create cause damage to public property, to trees and agriculture. These have been strictly prohibited in Islam, and this was what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions used to constantly advise each other about. In Islam, there is a prohibition from all forms of hostility to others. So therefore, when we look at these instructions, injunctions of the Quran and the narrations of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Islam leaves no room for any forms of extremism. Therefore, respected brothers in Islam, it is important that we are not distracted. Our youth, they are not led astray in the assumption that this is the way of Islam, and that whatever forms of extremism that they are practicing, it is for the sake of Allah and in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. respected brothers in Islam, in order to treat this issue, in order to counter and address this extremism, it is very important that we create religious awareness amongst our youth. The religious institutions and other organizations should instill in the minds of the young people a deep understanding of the Islamic principles and morals, and about the jurisprudence and religious awareness, so as to guide them in their life. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he reports that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes good for someone, He bestows upon him the understanding of his deen. Therefore, the correct understanding of our religion is what is going to help us. Similarly, another important form of preventing our youth from being driven to extremist ideologies is to instill spiritual, moral, academic and professional values within them. Surely, the good conduct of Muslims is what is going to save them from all calamities. We also need to revive the confidence among our youth and give them a sense of belonging and responsibility in this community. They have a very large role to play. The future is in their hands, and they should be involved in matters that could design their future. Similarly, we should train and guide our youth to be tolerant, towards the views and opinions expressed by others, and to always reject tyranny. We should always spread the culture of dialogue and respect for others. Amongst our youth, we should respect people of other faiths. We should respect the sanctity of their places of religious worship. We should not transgress in this regard. Similarly, we should also make our youth engaged in building the nation, engaged with the other communities in matters that will bring goodness in the community. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. We should always cooperate with each other in matters of goodness and nobility, but we should not cooperate with each other in any forms of evil. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who removes from one believer a difficulty from this world, Allah will remove one of his troubles on the day of resurrection. And he who finds relief, he who brings relief for an oppressed person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for him on the day of resurrection. And Allah will cover up his faults and sins for those who cover up the faults and sins of the Muslims. In this world, Allah supports his slave as long as his slave is supportive of his brother. And he who treats the path in search of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that path easy for him. And this is the teaching and the guidance that we need to give our youth in today's context. Therefore, let us all understand the gravity of the situation that we are facing and make use of this opportunity that we have amongst ourselves in order to train our youth, guide them and bring sense into them, bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they will be guided in their conduct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring goodness amongst our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them in all matters of their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engage them in what is good for themselves and for their communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our youth a sense of pride to us and an exemplary life for them in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds, forgive all our sins, and guide us on the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all those who are facing problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a peaceful and successful life in this world and in the hereafter. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
قل للكون وقل
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் ஊடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும்.
கம் ஃபீக சுரூரன் வ சலாமன் வ தமீன்.